Love and peace be multiplied unto you all. Hallelujah. Brethren, before I share with you, let me pray with you. Oh, Abba Father, glorious one, ancient of days, Alpha and Omega, be with us today. Grant us grace even to hear and understand your word. Abba Father, let not your spirit depart from us, that we will lack understanding and hear in vain. Grant us understanding, and at the end, we will be doers of your word and not just listeners to deceive ourselves. I thank you, Abba Father, for unanswered prayer. In Yahushua's name, amen. You are all welcome again to this morning cool of the day daily devotional. And today, by His grace, we are going to deal with the 75th episode of Back to Eden. Back to Eden 75. And today, as promised, that we are going to continue becoming like Him during the homecoming, so that people will really be born again and be baptized and have a covenant walk with Yahuwah. Today we are going to start a new topic. Do not touch it. Do not touch it. Do not touch it. People of the way, there are a lot of lessons when it comes to the lives of the first man and his helpmate. Brethren, in Genesis chapter number 3, Genesis chapter number 3, even the verse 2, the Bible says, "And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden." Verse 3, "But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Yahuwah hath said, You shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." Lest ye die. Do not eat it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. If you go back to what Yahuwah said in Genesis chapter number 2, even the verse 17, there is a little controversy. "But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Now you can see that in Genesis chapter number 3, verse especially, verse 3, Eve opened up and said, "Neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." So there is a need for us to dig deep and understand the Jewish understanding of scriptures. Let's understand the Jewish understanding of scriptures. You see, to as Eve added. But in the Jewish understanding, this is to set a fence, to create a fence around the law, so to speak. To set a fence, to build a fence around the law. And this goals for this generation, and it is really going to help us. Yahweh had told man not to eat it, but you can't eat it if you have not touched it. So Eve, who was not in a fallen state, understood that prevention is better than cure. I ought not to touch it, for Yahweh said we should not eat it. But to me, I will make sure that we don't even touch it, because touching it is going to lead to eating it, and thou shalt die. So when you dig into the Jewish understanding of scriptures and the commandment of Yahweh, how they handle Yahweh's command, they always build a fence around the law so that they will not fall. There are many people who are not careful when it comes to the instructions of the Lord. If you don't want to eat it, you don't have to touch it. That is to Eve. Eve told the serpent, neither shall we touch it. How can you eat a fruit if you have not touched it? So to Eve, I am not going to touch it. We are not going to touch it, because touching it is what will lead to eating it. There are many people who keep on falling, and it is not that the grace is not sufficient. There are people who keep on eating the forbidden fruits. They keep on sinning against their maker. People of the way, not because they want to sin, but they have not built a fence around the commandments. Humanly speaking, unto you, what are the things you have put in place not to eat this forbidden fruit? What are the mechanics? What are the fences you have built around so as not to eat? Because no matter what you do, this fruit will be in the garden. This tree will surely be in the garden. You can't kill it. Your prayer can't uproot it. It will remain in the garden. In as far as it is part of the garden, there is the need for you to build something strong around it on your mind. Something strong around that which Yahweh has said you should not do, so as to help you. I like the way Joseph ran away. He fled. He fled. He left. He ran away. Because he didn't want to sin. If you tarry long and stay and dwell in a place where scornfuls are, mockers are, you are likely going to be a mocker. What are some of the things today? Just is the introduction. What are some of the things Yahweh had told you not to do? What are some of the specific instructions when it comes to your covenant with Yahweh? What are the general instructions or commandments from above? The Bible says that they should not eat from the fruit of the tree, the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. To Eve, she said, I don't have to even touch it. If you don't want to eat the fruits, don't touch it. And for you not to touch it, you don't have to go around it. There are many people who are too, they believe themselves. There are many people who think that they can touch the fruit and not eat it. It's dangerous. If you don't want to sleep with a woman, why are you with a woman in the dark? If you don't want to have an affair with a lady, why are you with a lady in a room? You can't set a fire on your bosom and it will not burn you. There are things we ourselves fall for them. There are things we would never ever fall for if we put mechanisms, if we put structures, if we build fences. So to a Jew, any commandment of Yahuwah, of God Almighty, they value it and they don't want to break because they fear him. So they now build fences around. And this calls for wisdom. You see, carelessness will always cause a man to break the law. Sorry to say, foolishness will cause a man to break. In fact, you need to walk with wisdom because you are going to face a wise serpent. If you don't want to eat it, why are you touching it? You don't want to commit porno, why are you visiting the website? You see, there are things we need to distance ourselves so that we will not touch it, because touching it will lead to eating it. You're not going to have an affair with a woman, why are you hugging her? You are not a tree and you are not iron bar. You are not brass nor silver. There are many people, they act as though they are speaking in tongues is enough to cause them not to fall. There are people, they think that their prayer life, as they can pray for hours, they don't care touching things because they think that they will not fall. It doesn't work that way. This morning, the Lord is speaking to someone. If you don't want to eat it, don't touch it. And if you don't want to touch it, don't go around it. If you don't want to eat it, don't touch it. Well, I'm just holding it and I'm not going to eat. No. Well, I am not going to touch it. I just want to go around it. No. You are human. You see, the Lord told Israel, be careful to obey. Observe all this. Be careful. Being careful is a call for wisdom. You know, carelessness equates or equals to foolishness. Carefulness equals to wisdom. See, no matter how strong you are, no matter how prayerful you are, there are things you don't try and tempt. You see, don't tempt the devil to tempt you. Don't. You see, to Eve, if I touch it, I'm going to eat, so I'll die. I'm not supposed to. Don't forget, after his eye was opened, the Bible says he took of it. So he touched it before eating it, because it will not fall. The fruit of knowledge of good and evil will not travel itself, fall itself, and enter your mouth. You need to touch it. You need to touch it. So, in this generation, if fornication will be a thing of the past, there should be some preventive measures. If you don't want to gossip, why are you around people who gossip? If you don't want to dine with the devil, why are you around the table? There are things we ought not to do. So write it, even in Egypt, in captivity,
they were having their own place, Goshen. There are things you don't go around. There are things you don't touch. Don't think that, well, I am Superman. No. No. Well, I am only going to read this thing, this book. I just want to read it and I'm not going to practice it. You are deceiving yourself. The moment you read it, it will be captured. One day it will play back onto you. It will play back to you. There are people, they are acting on, you see, unknowingly according to that which they read years ago, because your soul never forgets. That's why your soul is that which will be changed. So if you don't want to, yes, to ask, if did not quote exactly as Yahweh said, but if is trying to also build a fence around the law. That is why when you read the Bible, there are laws they say Moses came with, and it was to help them obey the commandment of Yahweh. Yourself, if you don't set a boundary and a border, if you don't draw a line for yourself, you will always break the law of Yahweh. I don't want to break this law. I don't want to do this. Well, I don't want to fornicate, because Yahweh said I should not fornicate. This is the word of the Lord. Fine. So what must you do? There are now preventive measures. There are things you need to put in place. There are things you need to set for yourself. There are fences you need to build. What about your children? You have a lady. What are the things you need to put in place so as to help this lady not to? Well, you are not going out this time. These are preventive measures. You don't expect to go and sleep with your husband to be, your wife to be. You spend the night with the person and you think you are not going to sleep. What? Angels came down and they fell. This earth is a place of temptation. This earth. The moment you touch ground, you have entered into serious temptation. It's full of temptation. So why can't you now build fences around his word? Fences around his commandment, so that you will not break them. So Moses will bring some laws and help them to obey the Sabbath. So he will tell them that this and that, you cannot walk a distance, this, you can do this. And those things were to help the people of Israel to honor the Sabbath. You see, do not worship any God apart from me. What are some of the things you are putting in place? Honor your father and mother. What are the things you are putting in place? Do not commit adultery. What are some of the things you have put in place? I am not supposed to steal. Yes, I don't have to. What are the things you are putting in place? What are your fences? And are the sticks for the fence so strong? You need to build it for yourself. You need to build it yourself so that you will not break the commandment of the Lord. I am not supposed to gossip. What must I do now? These are our phones. There are things we ought not to eat. That is knowledge. What are the things you have put in place? You can't expect that you have an app on your phone, an app that when you click on it, what you see, you don't like it. There is this news the moment I forgot the name, you will see all kinds of naked people. It is a news app or so. Then the moment you get on, yes, Phoenix. The moment you get on, you see all kinds of things. Why have you not removed it from your phone? Why have you not, uninstall it? There are so many apps on your phone, you don't need them. There are so many things, you don't need them. Why will you like and follow a page on Facebook, be in groups that you know that those groups, what they put in is not really happening? Why can't you remove them? Prevention is better than cure, my brother. Prevention is better than cure, my sister. If you don't want to eat it, don't touch it. And if you don't want to touch it, don't go around it. Satan will always take you around it. He will take you close. He will take you near that which he has told you not. So that when your eyes are open, you will see it. He won't take you far. He always wants you to see first. He took the Messiah to a high place and showed him the glory of this world. He wants you to be, you see, he will take you to where you can see the thing. So that when you open your eyes through conversation, when you open your eyes through communicating with you, communing with you, fellowshipping with you, then you will see. And say, oh, this is good. So no effort, you can just plug it and eat it. Beware, the enemy is a smart one. He's a very subtle. He's so cunning. There are people, I don't want to live by what they teach, therefore I don't listen to them. So Deeper Life days, years ago, they were saying that TV is the devil's box. Because those times you can't control them. There are people, they have subscribed to DSTV, all kinds of stations. They pay for it, and at the end of the day, they pay to sin against their maker. But there are some Christian networks that some of them are not good. Delete those networks. Delete them. Delete them. If you delete them and you are careful in life, you will not fall. You see, in the days of the Bible, when they continued in the apostles' doctrine, when you read Josephus Flavius, his history book, the apostles came up with certain laws, we call it, so that it will help them. You see, they banned them from going to some places. If you go to the beach, what will you see? When you go to the beach, what will you see? So you need to put some things in place not to go to the beach. So there are things we can do today, and it will help us not to fall and sin against our maker. I repeat, if you don't want to eat it, don't touch it. And if you don't want to touch it, don't go around it. Don't get closer to that tree. May Yahweh bless his word, and may he himself help us build our fences around the word, his commandments, and his law, so that we will not fall. Today is only introduction. It will go in parts. We will veer into all fields of life, ministry, marriage. Will take some sins one by one and know them, because after you are born again, especially this homecoming, crowns, the Lord don't want any of us to lose our crown. So if you don't want to eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, don't touch it. If you don't want to touch it, don't go around it. So we are going to study. It is going to be in parts, so that you will know the preventive mechanisms, the things you need to put in place, the fences you need to build, so that you will not fall, you will not sin, because carelessness equals to foolishness. Thank you so much. It will be published on all the podcast platforms. Google, Samsung, Spotify, CastGo, and the rest. Please make sure you share and introduce it to people. This evening we are going to have service exactly 6 o'clock. It will be live. Don't miss any of them. May the Lord God of Israel bless all of you. May your day be fruitful. I pray that you will not fall into any temptation. May he deliver you from the evil one. May your day be one of the best days in your life. Hear good news. Hear good news. Hear good news. And walk in divine health and protection. May Yahweh bless all of you. Take care. Know that he is coming soon. Bye-bye.